right outside of LA and with the right wind, and it's going to go burn through everything straight to the ocean, and we can't do a fucking thing about it because we just can't. And I was like, damn, they really called that. Like, they knew this was a possibility, but nobody could be like, this is probably going to happen.
Right.
Can we get some help? I'm not going to get into that. We knew he was a creepo. Joe Biden will go down as the pedophile of the century. It is what it is. Hey everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours. Christopher, Leslie, a little lighthearted this week. You know, we took some time off. We dealt with ourselves. And then we realized the whole fucking world's coming to an end like it is every week. And let's just talk about one piece of it. California, the movie state, the show business state. And how much show business is being shoveled down your fucking face. Let's get into it.
Ironic point on that. We always start out with saying something about the world is on fire.
Mm-hmm. It's been.
California is.
The world is always on fire. We're from California. If you didn't know, California refugees, we got out before the fires got real bad. It's a blessing. We could have been there. There's people who have nothing now.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to the people who have lost everything. Just know it is your government's fault. I'll get into that. Goliath, the show I was obsessed with, turns out it was based on a true story.
Wow.
So you remember season 3 I was talking about? For all of you who don't know, Goliath, one of the best Billy Bob Thornton shows of all time, lawyer, goes out to California.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's a case here about my water being stolen. They're getting water. I'm not. They're on the board of water. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who aren't getting water, the wife dies, falls into a sinkhole because there's no water. So the ground soaked, dried up, boom, kills the wife, and the dog made it out unharmed. Apparently she snapped her neck like that, yeah, peacefully, as much peacefully in a concaved amount of land as possible. But they made it seem like it was brutal. Billy Bob shows back up and he's like, well, I didn't take the case before. I'll take it now. My friend died. Okay. Turns out Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I get the actor's name right, just in case. Dennis Quaid played Wade Blackwood. And then his wife or sister, sorry, not wife, was Graham Greene was also in it. One of your favorite, you know, Native American actors. Lou Diamond Phillips was in it.
Wow.
Haley Joel Osment. Another one would be Harold Pennyue.
Amy Brenneman plays Diana Blackwood.
Amy Brenneman and Dennis Quaid were the two walnut farmers that were trying to make a lifestyle brand. And so with walnuts, it takes 1 gallon per walnut.
I thought it was more than that.
It's like 1.4, but I still
it was like a lot more than that.
It's like 1.4 per walnut, not tree.
Right.
Per walnut on 10 per tree, 20, whatever, per tree, mm-hmm, per season, whatever. I don't give a shit about the walnuts. We're going to get to this. This is about California now in real life and what has happened with the fucking fires. So Billy Bob Thornton plays a person who sues a person for stealing water. Turns out he's on a water board. He manipulates the water board. He's getting all the water. They're getting no water. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. That is fucking biblical that they could just change the flow of water. And nobody knows for years, and they're making billions on it.
Well, there are people in California that only water.
Turns out Diane Feinstein, same script, has a secret meeting with people up in the mountains of the water board.
Mm-hmm.
Signs over the state's control of this water to a private company.
Private folks have owned the
water. Who's the private company?
Resnick's, wonderful.
Resnick's, fucking pistachios and palm. Wonderful. These people are ancient. They've been around a long time.
Billionaires there.
They weren't always. They were humble beginnings. You know, I'll give them that.
Yeah, whatever.
Clawed from the bottom. From the bottom now. What's that song? Made it from the bottom now. Yeah.
Started from the bottom.
That's it. I'm not into that. Same fucking thing happened in the show. And I mean, to the point. They got a bunch of friends, controlled the water board, did some shady shit. we get 90, you get 10. Oh, you missed your allotment, got a fine, you paid the water board back. No real place for the water board. Nobody could really complain to the T. And who made millions of dollars off of it? Dianne Feinstein.
It's interesting because they'll quote unquote rent out water that they don't even necessarily have, and they'll charge you what they could have charged you if they did have that water.
There's banking rules to this. Mm-hmm. There's on-hand water allotments. They're allowed to say they have 10x the water because we expect the drought not to affect forever. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get 10 times what we have now. We'll ship you one hamburger today, and I'll pay you for a hamburger on Tuesday. So they just leverage that money and then buy water from Mexico, from Idaho, from anywhere else. Because, you know, Gavin Newsom comes in, tries to save the smelt, does his little deal with the smelt, screws over a couple of waterboard people. He's making some money. Then he gets cut in. You know, greasy hairball motherfucking Newsom. Newsom. Yes. So literally, the day the fires start, I see a video from Newsom saying, hey, we're going to knock down this dam. The smelt are not our priority anymore. We want to get water to our residents. We've made a great deal with the Native Americans. This is what we're going to do. Fire in the background. You could hear brimstone from this, like, nobody's clapping. Nothing's happening. It wasn't a happy moment. And I can hear the devil in the background going with a lighter. Like it was, you know, something bad with this like you could see that this was a setup, 15 minutes, call a bunch of Native Americans. This is what we're doing. And nobody really knew it, just for good publicity.
What was that movie? I think it's Al Pacino plays the devil with Keanu Reeves.
Devil's Advocate.
There you go. Every time, well, not every time, but more often than not, when I see like Newsom giving a speech, something about his mannerisms and his body language remind me of Al Pacino's character.
I'm telling you, I'm not a very religious person. This gave me the heebie-jeebies. It was set up so masterfully. If you didn't have X, Twitter, or people like private investigating this shit, I would have never known that Goliath was a fucking life reenactment. They haven't gotten sued yet. There's been a couple, but there's not like, oh, we paid hundreds of billions of dollars like they should, and the water was released like it was in the show. Release the fucking water. Like, we don't need pomegranate juice. We don't need the halos and the bullshit. We don't need your crops. You are not better than 40,000 residents, 60,000 residents, whatever it is. So Newsom does this press conference. Fire and brimstone clicking in the background. There's no hoopla. There's a couple of media people. He set it up perfectly. Turns out the fire has already been told to be raging. It's growing. At this point, it's getting bigger. It's getting more destructive. It's faster moving. Winds are being estimated to get up to 40 miles an hour. He knows shit's about to pop off. So in his greaseball fucking head, this guy's like, you know what? I'm gonna get some good publicity before I gotta get, you know, the fuck out of here and go to my mansion in Utah and Canada.
My best friend's wife.
Go hang out with Trudeau's ex-wife. The next day, fires are blazing. 10,000 such people are already homes lost. Mandatory evacuations. And I see on the news, or I see on X, the firefighters are filling up fucking waste baskets because their hoses have run dry. And then they're grabbing purses to fill up with water.
Wow.
To put out fires that are now catching on the outskirts of the evacuation zone. So all these complaints that they're low on water. And I didn't know about Feinstein and the Wonderful Company and all those people at this time. I saw a video a couple of days later because we're about a week into the fires right now. And we are fortunate. We just dealt with a blizzard. We got snowed in at home, had a couple of snow days with the kids. A little bit of ass whooping. Great. But our families in California, we have families that are in LA, Sacramento, a couple of places. We worry about a lot of things. It's not all fun and games. So just believe when I say, it's not that we are rooting for your downfall as much as we are rooting for you to wake the fuck up and get him out, along with all the people underneath him, including the mayor
Leaked memo reveals LA Mayor Karen Bass demanded her fire department cut an extra $49 million just 1 week before the wildfires broke out.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
Something in her face just gave me the creeps.
It looks like she wants to cry. She just...
No apology for them.
Is she on commercial? She's flying commercial?
She should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home.
She's in Ghana, apparently. Something in the wing on a plane flying commercial, not private. Unlike Newsom. Just saying. 1 point, Karen Bass. One fucking point that I will give her in her entire life. I don't know how long she's going to make it. She looks very old and decrepit. But very well fucking hydrated, I will say. That's a problem.
Where are you getting all that water?
Karen? I bet you take baths. You don't have ration showers, do you?
Oh, my God.
But so, Karen Bass, your shitty L.A. mayor, DEI for hire, all the bullshit, you know, critiques on this person, doesn't know her damn job, tried to cut a large part of the budget for L.A., whether it's services, social, economic, anything that helps L.A. needs to funnel through some sort of monetary gain for her. Mm-hmm. She's one of those politicians. If it doesn't benefit her in some way, she's not going to increase the budget. So police, firefighters, everyone, there was a bit of a cut. At first, it was estimated $24 million. Then they said $17.5 million. I know Joe Rogan said $17.5 million yesterday as well. Now the new estimates from the Daily Mail says that in a leaked memo, LA Mayor demanded $49 million in budget cuts from her fire department to be cut in 1 week before the fires broke out. Ignorance. Everyone in California knows that it is a fire state.
Oh, absolutely.
It is not
that's why all the insurance is trying to leave.
Yeah, even before that, when we lived there in 22, near 23,
yeah,
we knew that wildfires could burn our house at any moment. Just a thing. That and the levee breaks. You know, though the levee wasn't always full, which everyone's like, the levee's
going to break. Last summer that we had in California, a fire didn't get close enough to actually threaten our home or our business, but it was close enough that all of outside was just smoke. Raining ash.
Almost like the volcano with Pierce Brosnan, if you've ever seen it. Everyone gets turned into, 1990s blackface. It happens. I was shocked when I heard this, because if you are a political figure in the hottest, not the hottest, but the most brimstone fiery state, and you're going to say, we just don't need to spend $50 million. We've already cut budgets $100 million over the last 15 years. Is anyone catching on to this? There is nothing but insanity in that. That's intentional.
Right.
That's let it burn. I always joke, let it fall in the river. Oh, it's going to burn up one day. Hopefully we get our families out by then. This should be a wake-up call. We are in now Twister area. They make movies about it, but I haven't seen a fucking Twister yet. Just saying. It's been 15 years since a Twister's hit good in the areas that we've been living in. I am very proud of that. We've picked wisely. Just going to keep knocking on wood. The difference in California is we had a natural disaster twice a year. Twice a year, a natural disaster happened in California, where we're from. And these are people who have never had a natural disaster. And it finally hit them. They don't know what an evacuation is. So most of those kids, if you were in Redding, upwards of the hills, you've been evacuated once every 3 years mm-hmm. for a fire. Palisades, LA, any of those places have never been evacuated for fire. not in years. And that was one fire, you know, a brush fire from something else. But the first reports, it came out of a backyard from some idiot lighting something on fire. Then it was a electrical pole that had a break. Then it was a car fire. Now we're into day five or six.
They've just arrested somebody who, some random person. They believe it to be a group of people, but they've gotten one man specifically who's been going around, like just throwing around gasoline or dumping it down the
drains.
Yes.
Yeah. The drainage and the sewers, igniting the fires, like essentially
willfully spreading it.
So who's to say they didn't start the fire? At that point, you're going to be blamed for it all.
Right. Or I'd blame you for paying you to do such a thing.
You know, there's all kinds of things and people who would pay for these things. This morning, I wake up to a notification that Joe Biden has made a statement. Gavin Newsom had been offered 75% recoup, he would be covered for 75% of the damages of this fire. And so Joe Biden came out and was like, no, we're going to do you one better. We're going to give you 100%. Technically 110%, because anything else you want to make up along the way, like I tell everyone, insurance is a Black Friday sale for any person who's making, losing something. If you are fully insured, and I mean fully premium insured, it is a Black Friday sale of all the things you've lost, whether it's fire, theft, water, you will get replacements, current value, slight, depreciation on certain things, but it evens out to a very fair value with good insurance. They dropped almost 40,000 people from insurance in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way all these people are insured, and I feel for them because I'm a big proponent of insure, overinsure. I tell everyone I know. This is almost so well executed that somebody's going to come in and buy up this land for pennies on the dollar for people that need the money because they have no insurance and they only own the land now, right, or they have a mortgage.
So that's a pivot, though.
Yeah. So what did Biden say?
Hey, Biden says feds will cover 100% of fire response costs in Southern California.
So what does that entail?
I told the governor and local officials spare no expense, Mr. Biden said, calling the damage catastrophic.
He would know what catastrophic is. Absolutely. He's the proponent of catastrophic.
Damage is expected to be one of the most extensive disasters in California history.
Not including a Scorsese film?
I can't find the breakdown details of what...
So basically anything they deem necessary, and this is Newsom. He thinks smelt is necessary. Anything and everything, the fire hydrants, you know, that I guarantee the trees that didn't burn that are everywhere are going to be claimed that they got fire damage and they need to be replaced. You know, in the middle of nowhere, there's going to be a cactus. That's just the type of person, you know, those insurance people, they know what I'm talking about. If you are a broker or a claims adjuster and somebody's like, you know what, they broke the window to the door, but that glass scratched the pavement outside. And so the pavement now all has to be redone. And then you got a $40,000 bill for the pavement because there's scratches in the pavement. You know, those people,
rocks.
They claim it. I got tiles replaced because the glass got stomped in from when they threw down the giant case, but it was like a 200-pound case they threw down and shattered the shatterproof glass. But that was a little more damage because like the tile got snapped.
That's different.
So what else? You said something about what Biden did after that.
Oh, so while Biden is giving California all of this money and everyone's looking to the West, right behind your back, Biden was also given another $500 million to Ukraine.
No fucking way. Yep. What is that in?
CNN, NBC.
No. What? He can't just hand over $500 million. Is he trying to pass a bill? I didn't see it. I'm about to be the most oblivious dude.
But he said that's the last of it. But I mean, how much more can you do in 10
years? Oh, wow. Significant military assistance to Ukraine from the U.S. Department of State.
Yep.
So
the additional assistance provided under the previous drawdowns from the Department of Defense stocks is valued at $500 million. It includes AIM-7. Are we doing, is that all letters?
It's a
AIM-7, AIM-9 millimeter missiles.
Yeah, before leaving office.
Air-to-ground munitions, support equipment for F-16s, armored bridging systems, secure communication equipment, small arms and ammunition, spare parts, ancillary equipment, services, training, and transportation. The United States and more than 50 nations stand united to ensure Ukraine has the capabilities it needs to defend itself against Russia's aggressions.
That all of the president's drawdown authority in the Ukraine will be used by the time President Joe Biden leaves office. You know, because of Ukraine's persistent pressure. Could be negotiations with Moscow 2025. Nobody gives a shit right now about Ukraine. It says Biden administration has given Ukraine more than $65 billion in aid since the war began in late February 2022. $65 billion fucking dollars.
That's crazy.
It is.
And I just want one.
I don't even want $1 billion. That's just problems. You know what I want? I want $5,000 a month for the rest of my life. That's what I want.
Publishers Clearinghouse.
But this is all when California's on fire.
Yeah.
It's burning up.
Don't let your left hand see what your right hand's doing.
That's nuts. I didn't hear about it, and I'm usually in the know.
You're usually the one.
That's crazy, and that happened yesterday. Well, that just goes to show you I am not on top of my game this week because I'm focusing on family, friends, and all the bullshit going along. There's a lot of business associates that are now not contactable.
That's
sad.
Too.
It's very sad. And there's the guy who used to do all my unlocks that his entire house is gone. I have his address and everything. I looked on Google Maps and I was like, oh shit, it's gone. So I don't know. They said 5 to 10 are dead now. I don't know. The death toll is rising because they're just getting to places where they're finding people didn't leave their homes.
On like a more lighthearted note with these fire things, I really want to know if Kanye West's house is still standing.
His old house?
No, because so much people talked shit about that cement house he had built on, like, I think it was Malibu, right there on the water, and it was 100% cement. I thought
the address would be the easiest way.
I didn't have time. I did the surface.
I don't have time. I don't want to. Kanye, you know, his conspiracies aren't mine. I like bank accounts. I know the money that goes to California is supposed to be for preparation for natural disasters and maintaining the services. The reason it's this polished gem, as Newsom says, it is polished and refined,
well maintained.
And this is what California is. And if you look at like Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he did his commercials, and I haven't seen a Newsom commercial in God, 5-6 years. You know, California, blah, blah, you know, looking like Nixon just in the middle of everybody. And this is a family and welcome. There was a Arnold Schwarzenegger where he was sitting there with a glass of wine on a beach and going, welcome to California. You know, it was the best. And I didn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was a governor. Like, I really didn't. But I look back on it now and I'm like, you got fucking class. Like, he had his own shit going on. But he maintained the status quo, went against some of the rising tides. And back then I was a Democrat. I understand. I didn't really like him. Didn't really know him. Cool. But he still could play the game, get shit done, weasel his way into the big leagues, and then make the little men happy.
Yeah.
You know, sure, he pulled some teeth along the way, did some stupid shit, had a kid with a nanny.
Or whatever.
But he didn't burn down 40,000 homes. And that's, in my opinion, Newsom and Karen Bass are solely responsible for this shit, along with the wonderful company and Karen Feinstein. They basically robbed the cities of water to line their pockets, sell water elsewhere, while making sure that everyone knew there was a drought and that we were restricting for the common man.
Yeah, I mean, if you drive through the LA where you hit more of the farmland, you'll see that the farmers have billboards up cussing him out left, right, and center, pretty much.
Unless you are part of the wonderful company.
Yeah.
Then you are doing wonderful.
Must be nice.
They're still just fine. Like, they haven't put out any press releases, anything to this day that I've seen, and they're silent online. But they've made so much money at this point, they could just walk away and it wouldn't really matter. Right. Newsom has done so much damage to that estate, he leaves tomorrow. It Does falls into the ocean. Know. If he leaves tomorrow,
if
I know, I would hope with the Trudeau walking out, which is another fun thing. We finally got one guy off the board. Newsom is next. Joe Biden's on the 20th. We got 10 fucking days. I got 12 Netflix series that I just need to get through and just mind fuck myself to not understand anything that he's doing in the next 10 days. Cause pray to God, it can be undone by the next administration.
Yeah. It's been a fucking quiet year until now.
Poof, fire. Oh, we're only missing an extra like $6 billion. I bet when he leaves, it's going to be like the, you know, we were trying to count 65 billion or what was it? $6 trillion in receipts. And then the building went down.
Oh, oh shit. My gosh.
Like, it's going to be that. Like, they're going to miss an entire fiscal year's budget for the defense. And it's just going to be, I don't know. Ask the big guy. And it's like, oh, I'm not the big guy. Who am I again? That's what's going to happen. If he's giving away $500 million extra and he's got 10 days to go.
Like he's been giving them $500 million like every quarter.
Probably. But it's just the 10 days to go. You couldn't have like, hey, Trump, alley-oop here, decide. Mm-hmm. It's not really your plan anymore. Right now, you're supposed to be planning what the fucking curtains are taking home. Which curtains you are taking home are like, oh, you bought this or this and that. And the next administration's not bringing it in because they're doing all the swapping the furniture right now. Mm-hmm. The 20th, he comes in and takes a, yeah, they just, that's all they're doing right now. This is the transfer team. Mm-hmm. What files do you want to take home? Okay. That's unclassified. Take this or it's classified. Put this in the garage next to the vet. We had that happen before. Same thing. Just, it's supposed to be no big act. It's supposed to be, go the fuck away. Don't do anything stupid. Keep your dignity. And then he pardons his son. Then he gives Ukraine more money. Then he says, okay, California, pardon, it's not your problem. I'm not going to get into that. We knew he was a creepo. Joe Biden will go down as the pedophile of the century. It is what it is. You know, it's showers with his own daughter at like 8, yep, 14. We all know he is a creep.
Piss me off today.
I'm pissed off. And I don't fucking live there. If we had 100 tornadoes in a single day that wrecked everyone, flattened the earth, biblical, like this mm-hmm. fire is, because I'm getting closer to God. I've watched these fires and I'm like, there's no rhyme or reason that it's doing what it's doing if it wasn't swift justice. Like somebody there, fire and brimstone was earned. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. It was vicious. And I hate to say that the people who were, it didn't need to happen to them, but something definitely started this cause and effect. That's all I can say. Something. Because if it's not that, then what the fuck? That amount of damage, never been done in my 35 years here. I've never seen that much damage in that small of an area. Like we had 9/11, mm-hmm. sure, 3,000 people, not 40,000 fucking homes in 2 days.
Right.
Like more tonight, tomorrow, people looting, not screaming.
Not even kind of contained.
No, not even 1%.
Yeah.
The Redding fires, like I was talking about earlier, they had 5-10% at one point and mm-hmm. it looked like it was sealed. And when they get up to like 40%, then they got a good lock on it. Like, all right, we got 40% of the exterior. Then they can start closing that up and it gets from 40 to 100 real quick. Mm-hmm. But then I go and I saw a clip from October, or I think it was July, from Joe Rogan, where he predicted the same fucking thing because he had talked to a fire chief, former of LA. He's like, no, one of these days, the fire's just going to catch right outside of LA and with the right wind, and it's going to go burn through everything straight to the ocean, and we can't do a fucking thing about it because we just can't. And I was like, damn, they really called that. Like, they knew this was a possibility, but nobody could be like, this is probably going to happen.
Right.
Can we get some help? Like, I see the firefighters with the boot every time I'm in California.
Yeah.
Where the fuck's the money going? I was shocked. So I was a bit devastated to it. And I'm like, I don't even fucking live there. It's stupid. It's very stupid. I was very, very mad about it. I'm still mad about it. If I could, I would light Newsom's hair on fire and then let him go run, find fucking water. Just compensation. It is highly flammable.
It looks it.
20 pounds of grease, man. So we're giving thoughts and prayers out to all the people affected by the fires. Fire and brimstone to Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, Dianne Feinstein, and the wonderful company. That's the ones who should be punished for all this. Joe Biden probably didn't have a hand. He could have been there. Who knows? As much shit with Ukraine and the back room.
He knows if he was there or not.
He could. My grandmother had dementia, and I'm telling you, she remembered certain things for like 10 minutes a day. You got to catch him on his good day.
Right.
He'll be sharp as a tack. All fun aside, it's definitely one of the worst overlooked, misestimated political fumbles of our generation because of how clear and present the danger was and how consistent it was. Like, everyone talks about the fires in California, the earthquakes, you know, I've joked about it.
Finally got a tornado or two out there.
Well, that's, like I said, somebody is hunting for someone in California right now. It is hell and brimstone.
Yeah.
There is something biblical. The world is on its head. You got tornadoes in California. You got fires in Florida. You got nothing in Oklahoma. The Bible Belt is safe. It is biblical. We got a blizzard for 2 days and everyone was in their homes. Fires were going in our fireplaces.
Sipping hot cocos.
Hot cocoa.
Screaming at kids.
Screaming at kids. A little bit of discipline. Like a fine pepper. And then everyone's together on Friday night watching TV shows and screaming at each other just like usual. And we hope you and your family are safe. Write your congressman, call your senator's office, complain. If you're missing something, I miss things all the time. Speak to somebody. The more you reach out, the more options you'll have. You'll know better. You'll be more informed. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I say this all the time. When you could call a bill collector or your cable company, get a discount, do the same exact thing with your senators.
Over and over, over and over again.
Make an alarm at Monday at 12 every week, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Emails are easier.
Just
copy and paste the same email.
But I like to be persistent over the phone, especially when I'm petty.
Do everything. Do all of it.
Because then you get to know the assistant. And when you get to know the assistant, then they're like, I'll put you right through after, you know, maybe you send her some flowers. Then it's like, oh, I know it's not you. It's them dodging the call. Then when you finally get through and you let them have it, you maybe see, they see 10% of what you're going through.
Right.
And then you're like, you know what? I'll talk to somebody. And when they finally do that, then you get a bill that they're like, hey, we're co-sponsoring this. We'd like to have your input. And that's regular people do that. Or at least that's how the government used to be. So I don't know. I haven't been as into it because I live in a peaceful state where I don't have to bitch at people 24/7. But do what you can for the betterment of your neighborhoods, please. And we'll see you next week if we are alive. You know, hell and brimstone. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. If you got internet service, thank you, Starlight.